Welcome to the Leadership Decoded podcast, where we give you practical strategies and actionable tactics to lead at your very best at work and in your everyday life. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, a former U.S. Army officer and combat veteran, team development workshop facilitator, leadership coach, and executive education adjunct professor. I am super pumped up today about this episode because we are answering your questions. We sent out the call asking me anything about leadership, and you answered. We've got three topics we're going to get into, so let's dive right on in. This episode is brought to you by Sweat Tent, the industry leader of the portable at-home wood-burning sauna. Being a leader can be stressful. That's why I've been a sauna user for many years. Did you know that consistent sauna usage 3 to 4 times a week not only relieves stress and improves sleep, but it also enhances your physical well-being and fosters mental resilience and cognitive clarity to be a better leader? And you no longer have to go to a crowded gym or buy one of those expensive and bulky at-home setups to experience the benefits of a sauna. Sweat Tent is the most portable and affordable at-home sauna on the market. The setup takes minutes and can reach 200 degrees in under 30 minutes. Harness the power of the Sweat Tent sauna to lead with clarity and poise. Sweat out stress, ignite creativity, and emerge a more focused leader. All Leadership Decoded listeners will receive $100 off when you use code LEAD100. Visit sweattent.com today to get $100 off your purchase with code LEAD100 at checkout. Again, that's sweattent.com to get $100 off with code LEAD100. Sweat Tent, improving your ability to lead at work and in your everyday life. The first one is from Dave C. right here in Northeast Pennsylvania. Dave wrote in, "I'd love to hear your thoughts on the good, the bad, and the ugly of being a leadership coach. I follow a lot of different individuals in this space and know some that are trying to break into this space. Can you share your stories and insights?" Dave, I want to thank you for the question. Coaching is becoming more and more popular as people look for different ways to develop themselves outside of the traditional classes, coursework, or universities. So let's talk about what coaching is and what coaching isn't. Coaching is not mentorship. Mentorship is when you have a person that you seek out who's giving you advice on a career path. Typically, when you have a mentor, it's somebody that you want to emulate. It's somebody who is in a position whose path you want to somewhat follow and be a part of. Coaching is also not counseling. Counseling looks at the past. Why are you the way you are? Why do you do the things that you do? And you're overcoming some of those mental thoughts and roadblocks along the way. What coaching is that sweet spot right in the middle. Coaching is about holding space for somebody else to help them achieve their goal, solve a problem in the here and now to the short-term future. So when I think about coaching, I coach a plethora of people. And the model that I use is the GROW model. So we start out with an idea of what's your goal? What do you want to accomplish? And what do you want to get out of the coaching process to help you get there? And then we talk through what's the realities? What's currently in your way? What's your current situation? What would change if you changed? What would stay the same if you changed? And what would be different if you did nothing at all? We start to peel back and explore those ideas of your current situation compared to where you want to be. And then the O in GROW are opportunities. What opportunities do you have that you can try or that you can put in place to get to where you want to be? And then we get into the W, the way forward. What is a step you can take to move forward towards your goal? Incremental change matters. You're not going to get there in a giant leap. You're going to get there one step at a time. So what the coach is there and the coach's premise is to act as a guide, not to necessarily give you the answers, but to draw out from you the answers that are within. So if you're looking to become more self-aware, if you're looking to become more innovative and thoughtful, if you're stuck at a point in your career and you want to get to the next level, if you're a new leader and you just don't know what leadership is all about or what your style is, but you have this idea, this vision of where you want to be, a coach is a great way and a great resource for you to accelerate your growth and development. Now, what I see clients are typically looking for answers. Period and point blank. When you work with somebody, you want an answer, you want a result, you want to be better at something, to change something, to be different some way, shape, or form. When you go to a mentor, you're going to get answers based on their experience. Contact this person, try this role, let me connect you with this resource. With coaching, what you're going to get is a lot of good, insightful, introspective questions. How questions, who questions, what if this, how might that, which forces you to look inward and to pull out what you already know, but what may be unseen or what may be blocked. So when we think about this coaching relationship and what clients want and what coaching is, there may be some friction, but as a good coach following the ICF standards will tell you, right up front, you lay that groundwork. Here's what coaching is. Here's what it isn't. This is what you can expect from the experience if you put the work in. So what I see in reality is a bit of a blend of coaching and consulting. You've got to be able to understand if your client specifically is stuck on something and truly doesn't know versus them being unwilling to have an answer. So this is the frustrating part of coaching. Are you comfortable enough delving in, holding space, being silent, and not injecting your own personal bias onto a situation to where you can pull answers from your client? Your client is bringing things to the surface for themselves, as opposed to wanting, through good intentions, to dive in and to help solve somebody's problem. What I see in the workplace is when you go to a senior leader and you're having a developmental discussion, that senior leader may be wanting to coach you, but what they're actually doing is leading you towards an answer. That's what coaching is not. The client is leading themselves to an answer. You're holding space, you're reflecting back, and you're asking those inquisitive questions. What I see work more times than not is a blend of that in reality. I'm not advocating for that necessarily, but it's always client-centered, client-first, client-purpose. So some of the struggles as a coach is to know when to find that balance. Some of the other struggles I see as a coach is your clients get frustrated because they think it's going to be a 30-minute conversation, they're going to walk away with answers and a to-do list, and then they go try those out, and they don't work. Well, they don't work because you weren't bought in. Well, my coach told me to do X, Y, and Z. Well, no, your coach isn't telling you to do that. They shouldn't be. That's where the frustration of coaching is. So if you want to get into this space and you truly want to help people, lay the groundwork up front for what the coaching relationship is and what it isn't. And be open and honest. If you're going to blend coaching and consulting, that's okay. If that's your thing, by all means, go do that. But be upfront about what that conversation is going to look like so that you can deconflict your client's expectations with the purpose that you're holding for them in that space. I've had a lot of success with coaching. I love coaching new leaders specifically to help them get on board with what leadership is, develop their own style, ask them introspective questions about what's working, what's not working, understanding time management, understanding building relationships, the importance of hitting your results and balancing relationships. That's where I see a lot of success in the space of coaching that I hold. And the final thing I'll say about coaching for those looking to enter the space is you've got to be able to have a coach yourself. It is a energy draining function to be able to hold space for somebody, to engage emotionally with people, to be able to put yourself in their perspective and not you inject your own thoughts or perspective onto a situation. And you're going to carry a lot of that weight as a coach. Get yourself your own coach. Get yourself your own person to talk to and have a process to shed that extra. And you'll be successful and be able to serve your clients at your very best. So Dave C., thank you so much for that question. I appreciate you writing in, and I hope that answered everything you were looking for. We're going to move on to question number two. Question number two comes from James M., right here in Northeast PA. He asked, do Legos help with someone's mental health as a meditative tool? do you see that Lego itself chooses the people seeking it out? For example, he says he's a sports guy. Would he attract more towards sports Legos? James, great question. So for those of you that may not know, I am a Lego series play workshop facilitator. I went through multiple hours of training with Lego, understanding how to use this methodology to help build teams, develop teams, and just a wide variety of Lego serious play. I've seen Lego serious play applied to one-on-one therapy. I've seen practitioners use Lego serious play in group coaching activities, and it truly can be a transformative communication tool when used appropriately. So what I want to get into is, you know, first off, what is Lego serious play? And it is a head, heart, hand, kinesthetic approach to communication and storytelling. The Lego company came up with Lego Serious Play in the mid to late 90s as a tool to develop strategy. The organizational development specialists at Lego saw its potential to be a team development tool. And so you started using it in team development programs and leadership development programs. And essentially you have a repeatable process that you follow where you're given a challenge question. You build your answer out of the Lego. So you have time to think and to connect. And then you tell your story of that model that you built to those that are in the group around you. And then the facilitator will bring the group back to have self-discovery and reflective learning. So what's occurring in this process is this idea of you connecting your head, your thoughts, through your hands, what's in your heart, and it comes out through storytelling. And it's in this process that you start to identify with the colors of the bricks. Maybe the mood or emotion that invokes is tied to a specific color, reds or oranges or greens or blues. And then the structure, you know, maybe you're building walls around you because you feel trapped in a situation, or you see the stairs ahead of you because you're on a journey towards growth and you see yourself. So you're putting these thoughts, these structures together in a way that shapes the answer to your question and the story that you tell. So when we think about where this model can be applied, I use Lego Serious Play extensively as a creative communication tool in the workshops that I facilitate. I've used Lego Serious Play in team vision and goal setting for companies. I've used it as a tool so teams can identify what their team identity is and what their ideal team life is. I've used it to facilitate workshops on how to build inclusion and how to be more creative and how to proactively cope with stress. So this methodology is definitely a meditative type tool because you're starting to get your thoughts and 3D print them through your hands to these models. And so when you think about this connection with purposeful play, you release dopamine. Your neural pathways connect more, and then learning sticks. So for people looking at this as a meditative tool, it is definitely a form of communication. Some people may reflectively write, but if you take time to build something out of Lego bricks, you're going to have that introspective moment where you can say, geez, this is a question I asked myself. I let my hands do the talking, so to speak, and this is what I built. Now let me interpret what I built in a manner that is meaningful to me. And that's powerful. That's powerful one-on-one. That's powerful in a group setting. And that's powerful learning, because then you share with each other. So not only do you have audio words to interpret, now you've got a visual that goes along with that person's story. So it adds clarity. It adds a richness in the exchange of thought and information. And you're doing it in a fun, playful way. So when you think about, do Legos attract more towards a certain person? They have Lego kits, and you may identify with, you know, the science fiction or space or sports. But what I would really challenge you is to go a level deeper and start thinking and asking yourself those questions of, you know, what's the best day I have at work, or what went well today, and build your answer out of those models and see what you create. And that creativity will unlock a whole new world in how you think, reshape your mindset and how you see the world? James M., thank you for such a great question. I hope that answered it. Lego Serious Play is definitely a tool that you can use one-on-one for yourself, or as I like to use them in team development workshops. All right. So we have one more question for the show. Question number three, Jerry from Jersey. Jerry wrote in, at some point, every leader is leading a team for the first time. If you were a brand new team leader in a large company, thrusted into a new position where you're now leading a team of five or more employees, how would you invest your development? Would you have a course? Would you have a coach? Where would you go? So Jerry from Jersey, thank you so much for the question. This is something that I see happen to new leaders all the time. They get into a leadership position and they were promoted based on talent. They were promoted based on potential. They were promoted based on just a flurry of greatness. And now they're responsible for leading people. So where do I start? So if you've worked for a great leader, and you have a strong mentorship program, or you have someone that can mentor you, you've taken time to watch what works and watch what doesn't. So this is social learning theory coming into play. You're watching somebody else lead. You're emulating behaviors. You know, at that point in time, if you have a feel for what right looks like and what you want to emulate, then spending time with the coach is a solid start, right? Because you've got a sense of who you are as a leader. You've got a sense of what behaviors, what actions you want to take. And a coach will give you those opportunities to self-evaluate, to become more self-aware, to become more self-assured, and help you navigate what's working well, what's not working, where you want to be along your leadership journey, right? So the advantage that you get from working with a coach at that stage is the one-on-one attention from somebody outside of your chain of command, from somebody outside of your organizational structure. So when you work for somebody and you're a newly promoted leader, you've got some walls up. You may not want to have a conversation with your boss about things like self-doubt, or I don't know where to start, or I'm not sure of what to do. You may have a great relationship with your boss. Hopefully that you do, that you can have that openness and transparency. And if you do, more power to you. For those that don't, exercising the option of having a coach and investing in having a coach by your side gives you the opportunity to have that transparent, open conversation and work through your mindset and reframe to how you're stepping in and transforming yourself to be a solid leader, because coaching will help you along the way of that transformative process. So let's flip things though. If you're a new leader and you don't know what to do and you don't know where to start and you haven't really had an opportunity to emulate somebody or find somebody that you can have that conversation with, then start with some coursework. Start with some coursework and developmental workshops focused on the people side of leading. How do you have difficult conversations? How do you share and communicate positive messages? How do you build a cohesive team? How do you develop a collaborative work environment? Because focusing your time and attention there first will allow you to build that foundation of what's going to work well and what's going to work well for you. And then from there, you can invest in having a coach along the way as you have those skills to help you navigate the landscape of leading and leading other people, because you now have what works for yourself, what works at leading yourself, and then you can bridge that gap. Of course, if you're a mid-range leader there, use both. There's always tools and information and insights that you can take away from a new course, a workshop, a program, academic university, programs in executive education, and then pair that with a coach to have the conversations of where you are versus where you want to be. So if you have a good mentor, a good leader, someone that you can emulate, get a coach. If you don't know where to start, have a course, and then if you over time have a combination of both, build your own personal learning cloud. And when in doubt, tune into the Leadership Decoded podcast, and you can get these micro learning bits and tips every week about leadership, leading yourself, and leading teams. All right, Jerry from Jersey, thank you so much for writing your question in today. And ladies and gentlemen, that's it. There you have it. That's our first Ask Me Anything format for the show. I hope you found this helpful. keep sending in your questions, your queries, your requests. If you've got a leadership problem, a leadership question, send it in, because we are here to serve you and we want to help you lead at your best day in, day out, at work, and in your everyday life. Thanks for tuning in to the Leadership Decoded podcast here in the Loop Internet Studio. If you found today's episode helpful, save it, share it with a friend, share it across all of our social media platforms. We also want to hear from you, so please let us know how we're doing. Leave us a review, drop a comment. You can find us, follow the hashtags at hashtag Leadership Decoded, hashtag On The Stacks. Let us know how we're doing. Let us know how we can best serve you. And if you're a team leader, a member of an organization, and you're looking for team building or team development workshops, I want to work with you. I provide highly engaging, creativity-infused, interactive workshops that will deliver the results that you're looking for. So please, you can reach out and connect with me on LinkedIn at Dr. Will Ramey, or email me here at will@onthestacks.com. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, and I'll see you the next time you press play.